Lisa Lanier is joining us now. I don't know if we have any animal stories today for her, but we do have one really interesting story about a plane and a car coming up. She'll try to solve this legal case. Hello, Lisa. How are you?
Hey, I'm fantastic. I hope you guys are.
Well, great and always good to talk to you. Let's talk about the South Carolina Lottery. Chris Dim brought this up late in the show yesterday. The South Carolina Education Lottery says 71,000 players who thought they had won $500 from a Christmas Day game last year did not actually win $500. They announced a couple of days ago, anybody who purchased the holiday cash add a play ticket on December 25th between 5:51 p.m. and 7:53 p.m., they had printed too many winning tickets in error. So the 71,000 people that got them, you didn't really win. Now, I know what you're going to say, Lisa, but this is not right. This is not right. I know what you're going to say, but none of us can do anything about this. They just printed wrong tickets, so we don't win.
Exactly. You know, these lottery commission rules are very clear that when there's been a malfunction, an error where either, you know, like a ticket is printed in error, or even if you're in a casino and the machine malfunctions, it doesn't matter what you won. It doesn't matter how valid you thought it was. If there was an error, you are going to lose. And the casino or the lotto is going to win. And it actually gets much worse than this. There was a case last year where a California man won a $5 million scratch-off, and he did not get his money, and he lost in court because he had sent his 16-year-old son into the convenience store to purchase the ticket. And that's illegal for a minor.
Oh, man. Oh,
yep.
No.
$5 million scratch-off, and it was not an error. There was no error in the ticket. It was a legitimate $5 million scratch-off, but because it was purchased, he gave his kid the money and said, you know, boy, run in there and give me a ticket. And the boy came back out with it. It was a winner. Bam. No. He filed a lawsuit and lost. He was tossed out of court on the face of it because he violated the rules.
I wonder how they found out.
Yeah. How did that come to light, Lisa?
I think because he probably presented, or the kid had to sign something saying he'd won or something. I don't know. There was some reason that they immediately knew.
Oof.
But, you know, these convenience stores, they do this big deal where the convenience stores actually get a bonus when they have one of these big winning tickets. And usually they identify the winner and they take pictures with them and that sort of thing. So it probably was just a factual thing that, you know, it came about that it was really,
I wonder if maybe they checked the video.
That's what I thought. Video surveillance.
Yeah.
I would not be able to
live. Or the dad was just honest and he's like, well, I sent the boy in for the ticket. And they're like, ooh.
That's how I envisioned it. You know, the dad was just telling the story to the lottery officials when they were giving him the big check.
I couldn't live anymore. I'd be it. I couldn't live anymore after that.
That'd be it?
I'd be it. I would look. I'll tell you what I would
do. What does that mean?
No mer.
I would look to God and I would say, what have I done to make you smite me in this way? I would. What have I done in my life? I would look up to the
heaven.
You
should have read the rules, a-hole.
Get out of your car for once.
Your laziness cost you.
I would. Exactly. I would have, in the middle of that parking lot, I'd have done like an Andy Dufresne with my hands held out.
Rip your shirt off.
Rip my shirt off. Rain coming down. I would have said, God, what have I done to deserve such punishment?
Where do you want me to start?
Well, you were born in March.
Yeah, I would have been so upset by that.
You know, when I go to convenience stores or drug stores and they sell cigarettes behind the counter, they always say, we ID if you look under 35.
Mm-hmm.
Does any of this blame fall on the clerk who sold the ticket to a 16-year-old?
That was actually one of the things in the lawsuit that the poor guy that didn't get his $5 million alleged was, he was like, look, you didn't ID the kid, but it doesn't matter. He still wasn't playing by the rules. He allowed a minor to play a game that's not legal for a minor to play, and
All right.
You don't win when you do that.
That's very upsetting. And I know the law always comes down on the side of the lottery and the casino and all that, but I'm always for the player. I'm always for the player. It's like there's a Color episode of Andy Griffith that addresses this.
Ugh. The lottery?
Yeah, Aunt B was gambling.
No.
Yes, she was. She was going into Mount Pilot.
Andy sent Opie in to get the ticket.
Gee, Pa. It's the wallet, yeah.
Pa, your number hit. What does that mean?
What does double down mean?
The fun girls say, come on over tonight, Paul, now that you got some cash.
Come on over, doll.
No, the one I'm thinking of, y'all won't know because it's color, and you don't watch color.
I don't watch the,
Goober's running a lottery. It's like a winning ticket thing, and he's giving away $300 worth of prizes, and so what he does is he gets everything printed up. He adds like $5, $5, $25, and at the bottom he puts a line and puts $300. And so they put a $300 ticket into the lottery. Well, Floyd wins it. And
yes. I'll be collecting it, Andy.
What a crazy
episode. I've got big plans for that money.
Cigarettes individually and liquor in little
yes. Your prince.
Well, I haven't dusted off the 60-year-old impression in a while.
Well, Floyd won it legitimately, and Goober said,
"I'll put a knife between your ribs." Come in for a shave, and I'll cut your throat.
Well, Goober said, "I don't have the money to pay you, Floyd. There's nothing I can do."
It's a shame. How long can you hold your breath? Meet me down at Myers Lake.
Well, Andy had to get involved.
Not Floyd. You know he don't have that money, but he's good for it.
Did Andy have to turn around his little nameplate from sheriff to justice of the peace?
And Andy had to get involved and tell him, you know he doesn't have that money. Floyd, can't y'all be friends and you give up the $300?
He's dead to me.
That was Floyd's take on it. Yeah. Floyd was not a forgiving person.
No.
And he and Goober were not on good terms as it was. And Andy was about tired of the show.
Angry. He's angry.
I remember it ended by Andy saying, "I don't give a damn what either one of you do.
Stay the hell out of the courthouse. Get the hell out.
Go fight it out in the streets. Whatever.
You know I can't walk since the street." Can you wheel
me in? That's really inside the show, but later in the episode, he couldn't get out of his barber chair.
Well, in when he bought the ticket, he was sitting in the car, and Goober had to run it out to him.
There you go, Floyd.
The poor actor had a stroke.
They brought him back when Barney left. When Don Knotts left, they brought him back. Lisa, we're too inside the show. Apologies. We're doing Lawyer Up here. This is Lawyer Up.
I think the fear with the lottery, too, is that if you buy a ticket and you do win, is that they can go find something and just say, no, we don't owe you that.
Mm-hmm.
But they can change it anytime they want.
Technicality.
Yeah. It just seems so unfair.
That's right. Tell Floyd Lawson. You know, tell Floyd Lawson that. That's exactly right. Goober Pyle.
Pull that hat over your head. Spit on your grave.
Next case here comes from Florida. Legoland.
Your cousin was way more talented.
A gummer.
He's got his own show.
Yeah,
he does. You don't get a spin-off.
Never did.
No. Goober was playing B.
No doubt. Goober was playing B. Passed over for Goober. Mm-hmm. A woman in Legoland, or she was suing Legoland in Florida. Her son got his face painted at the amusement park. And had a skin reaction, some burns on his skin, and his skin lightened a lot. Rash has persisted. It's been difficult for it to get it to go away. And the kids at school have started calling him Rocky Raccoon. So he's being bullied because of it. And it was all from a face
around his eyes.
Around his eyes, because he painted his whole face. And so she's suing Legoland in Florida. I think she wins this. I'm going to guess. What do you think, Lisa?
Well, it's going to be a tough case because, reactions do happen to face paint. And I saw some photos, and the kid has some pretty bad, he's an African-American kid, and it has lightened these big patches.
Mm-hmm.
And it does look really strange. And it does have sort of a pattern where I could see kids calling him a raccoon. It was not a good thing, right? So, but if they had a warning sign, particularly, and this is where even like small-time face painters at carnivals and stuff, you know, or pop-up, you know, street festivals or whatever, will oftentimes have a little sign that will say, you know, warning, there may be an allergic reaction. Because it's a small percentage of kids that will have an allergic skin reaction, but it is possible, anything you put on your face like that. And it would also depend on the type of paint they used, because some face paints are much more prone to skin reactions. And so if they were using one that has had a history of a lot of skin reactions and they didn't put up a warning sign, then she might be able to recover. But just having some idiosyncratic, unusual, unexpected reaction to an otherwise, you know, pretty solid, good product is not necessarily an automatic payday for.
Okay. Mm. All right. I'm interested.
And you would think that a company the size of Legoland would use, you know, they probably haven't had many problems like this before.
No, I was going to say,
it's not a fly-by-night
case. Yeah.
Is it the first time that kid's face has been painted?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Yeah, who knows? I don't know. Yeah. I didn't say in the article I read, but they probably had a little warning sign too. A lot of times it's just a small placard, you know, that's like where the kid is looking at all the different options. Usually there's some kind of little disclaimer that says, you know, be careful, Mike.
There's an episode of Andy Griffith about this.
That was a color one too.
Yeah. Color episode. Y'all wouldn't know it.
The football coach.
The only time we had a black person in town. We tried to turn him white.
Emmett, we gotta cancel the show.
Emmett's fix-it shop painted his face.
Guys, I feel like we're running out of storylines.
It was the last season of the show. It wasn't the same. Last story comes from Canada, Lisa. Listen, Klaus, I'll just let the local news tell it. A woman and her son were sitting at a stoplight in Kelowna, Canada. And they looked overhead, sunroof open, and saw a plane fly over.
It splattered. We had it everywhere. We had it on our clothes, on the window, our face.
It was May 9th when Susan Allen was pulling up to this intersection in Kelowna, where something fell from the sky onto her car while she had the sunroof open.
I looked up like this, and it was smashing me in the face as I looked up into the sky.
And when she looked up, she saw a large passenger plane and more debris falling from the sky. She knew right away it was not good.
There was poop on my car, entirely across the hood, up over, down the side, over my entire roof. And then the vehicle beside us, their entire one side of the vehicle was covered in poop.
I felt just a cold sensation hit like my side of my face and my shoulder.
Alan's son Travis was in the front seat.
And I looked beside me because I thought the big truck beside us had like dumped an ice cap or something. But then the smell hit my nose and I'd almost vomited instantly.
So then we shut this quickly and we drove as fast as we could, 2 blocks to the nearest car wash and power washed my car and our bodies off.
Alan also came up with an eye infection hours after the incident.
In both eyes.
The Kelowna Airport, meanwhile, says there were no aircraft in the vicinity at the time. But Alan is sticking to her story. And from now on, the sunroof stays shut.
It's become a joke in the car now. If you open it, everybody grabs their shirt and pulls it over their head. Like, it's become quite an amusing thing for us in our car now.
Okay, Lisa, can they go after the airport, the airline, anything? Is this illegal if they dump that? I do believe their story, but the airport is saying, well, no planes.
No planes.
No planes in there, and nobody else.
Planes in the area.
Yeah, nobody else is corroborated.
This actually happens a lot, believe it or not. This happens a lot here in the U.S. There's actually, the FAA has a whole protocol for it. They call it blue ice when this happens. Mm-hmm. And what happens is that from the airplane, there is a little bit of leakage from the lavatory, you know, from the toilet, and it freezes. And so you've got that chemical, that blue chemical that they put in the toilet itself, and then you've got the poo, and it freezes, and it comes, because it's at a high altitude, it freezes, and then it thaws out as it comes down. Typically, there have been some instances where it didn't completely thaw, and it was coming with that force, you know, of gravity, and it actually becomes like a propeller that just goes, bam, through somebody's ceiling and that sort of thing. That happens sometimes too, but usually it melts on the way down and it just splatters everywhere when it hits. And the FAA has a rule that if you call them immediately and they can identify the airline, the airplane that it came from, then that airline is liable.
Okay.
The problem is, like with these folks, a lot of times you don't know what to do, you don't call right away, and if you wait very long, it's very difficult to figure out what plane it was, and so it just ends up, it's hard to identify. But if you can identify it, if the FAA can identify it, then there is liability for that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You don't think it was the airplane's mess, do you? Like they emptied out their septic tank and were like, all right, Tim, take it up in the air and dump it.
Yep.
And then they
they don't do that. And a lot of people think they do when this stuff happens, because when they get a leak. And it does, but apparently it happens fairly often. Hmm. There's been lots of stories in the media about it. There was a girl in Philadelphia that was having her Sweet 16 party. It was outdoors. And one of these went over and splattered everybody.
God.
It's just a bad day.
Jesus.
It happened once on the Andy Griffith Show.
That's right.
It was a biplane.
It was a color episode.
Y'all haven't seen it.
Remember, Aunt B got her pilot license.
At first, we blame the crowds.
She dumped it out on Barney.
B wanted to be a crop duster.
She did. Aunt B wanted to be
a crop duster.
She got her pilot's license.
Yeah, she did.
She took a dump. Yeah. Right on the airfield.
We are running out of story.
Landed right on Howard Sprague.
Aunt B, that's some good fried chicken.
Lisa Lanier, thank you so much, as always, for solving these three legal questions. That's why you're our official attorney. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Have a great weekend.